Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And you know what, Steve? It's always nice if we can start a day off with some good news.
Yes, absolutely.
So I get this soldier named Larry Stearns. He came home early and surprised his mom. And this is a video that's going viral. It's nice that a video that's going viral is actually a feel-good video, you know?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for these kind of videos.
Yeah. And what he did is he sat down and he read a newspaper outside where his mom works and waited until she walked by. And we've got the video up on the BJ and Migs page. Here's the audio.
What are you doing here? Oh my God! Get your coffee!
I love the ones when they like surprise them at like the sporting events. Yeah. And just all the, I'm waiting though for the day that somebody does not act surprised or excited to see that person. Like, they're like, oh man, you're back already?
Really?
Son of a bitch.
She's like, I specifically told the military to keep you for a couple extra years. Why are you home?
I thought we had 6 more months without you.
Damn.
I'm not done watching Stranger Things.
Yeah. I got a lot going on. Now you're here. Oh, that's great. Well, it's, again, of course, you know, that son mom thing.
Yeah,
you know, that's a nice thing. I mean, I bet your mom would be happy if you sent her a letter, called her sometime, you know, let her know that you were alive.
I call her all the time.
Do you really call her all the time?
Yes.
I know you talk to Aunt Siri more than your aunt more than your mom.
I haven't been hearing from her that much. I think we've been doing, I guess we've been on the up and up because she hasn't been texting me.
Oh, all right.
This has been nice.
Oh, that's very, very nice.
For me.
We'll have to fix that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I remember even like my mom told me when my dad was having his retirement party. She's like, don't say anything when we talk to dad, like when they do speakerphone and all that, because she had it in my head that this was going to be a big surprise.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I won't say anything. And like, we're getting closer and closer to the date, and I'm getting pumped because I'm not usually a part of like surprises, and this is going to be awesome. Like, I'm the surprise. Like, that was going to be really
cool. Oh, yeah,
cool.
You're going to be like that, like that soldier where he's like, what is he doing home?
Yeah, minus the fighting for my country part, but well, exactly like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. Then, like, a week before it, all of a sudden, she's like, my dad's on the phone with her, and she's like, everything all set for your trip back home? And I'm like, is this some kind of weird test? Like, what am I supposed to say right now? I thought this was a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, apparently she already told him because...
Oh, for crying out loud.
I was bummed.
Yeah, don't tell your father, but I told your father.
Right. This whole time I've been trying to keep it all quiet, and then she just totally dimes it out.
I know the surprise thing I don't understand. I've gotten in trouble over that as well, and people have said things to me that made me think there was no surprise.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're mad at me because I tell the significant other, and I'm like, well...
Well, in all due respect, I was privy to all that, and it was very apparent that it was a surprise. You just chose to not remember that part.
Well, when we will fight over that, and it's been so long ago I can't remember, but there was an email that I received.
You're only hurting your cause by saying it's been so long ago I can't remember.
Well, I think there's been a couple that I've messed up.
And the whole subject of that one was surprise party.
Yeah, I know, but something was said in there that made me think, well, wait a second, if it's a surprise, what do you... I can't remember. You're probably right. I screwed it up. I'm going to have to, you know what, I'm gonna have to say I was wrong because I can't remember.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I can't even fight. I just, my brain thinks I was right, but I got no facts. I got no evidence.
I thought that was awesome when that happened, too. That was a Larry David moment for you.
Yeah, and I really, all right. I wish I could go back for the facts, but I lost. I lost that one.
The best part of my mom and dad one with that quote-unquote surprise party, so I, you know, go and everything's fine. But then, like, moments before I'm supposed to do it, my mom's like, so are you all set to give a speech?
Oh, boy. And did I'm you like, know that was going to happen?
No, that was the surprise.
Wow, that was the surprise. Don't tell your father you're giving a speech.
She's like, and I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, you're going to, don't you remember I talked to you on the phone about this? And I'm like, no,
oh.
You never talked. How did you keep this a secret, but you didn't keep the other part a secret?
Yeah, I can relate to her because she probably thinks she told you because I know I think I've said things and then next thing you know, I didn't.
Because then I'm like, gosh, did I? And I looked at my wife after my mom walked away, and she's like, no, I was on the phone with you every time, you know, because we speak her phone and we talk to them. She's like, she never brought up the fact that you were going to have to give a speech.
Oh, Stephen, I know I told you. I told you, Stephen.
And then I look at my brother, and my brother walks up and goes, what the F's going on, man? I'm supposed to give a speech. I'm like, you too? He's like, I had no idea either.
Oh, boy.
So the two of us have to, like, kind of scrap up a quick, you know, and it's like a special moment because it's my dad's big retirement party.
Yeah.
And you don't want to drop the ball.
You know, the thing is that your dad's work life is not, you know, I mean, what do you know about it? Like, you were a kid growing up and
I don't know.
Moved to, yeah, it's like, hey, boy, he was really good at getting that coffee for the, he came home.
He worked. He yeah. wasn't home for many hours a day.
Then he came home.
So what do? I share the story of him breaking all my toys and saying that he's Godzilla.
Yeah, that's the story. I think that was the one.
And the best part is all of his coworkers came up to me and they're like, yeah, I could totally see your dad doing that.
That's
I thought that
great.
Was awesome.
You share the Godzilla story.
Oh, I didn't know what man. Else to do.
That's awesome.
I said I was proud of him, too.
I'm proud of my father for breaking my toys. Listen, I got to be honest with you, people. Whoever you knew at work was not the man at home.
Whatever.
That's fast. That's awesome.
That's what happens when you don't ask me ahead of time.
I know. It's like coworkers should have been given speeches about how great of a worker he was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I got to talk to your mom about party planning.
Okay. Yeah. Tell her. Explain the concept of a surprise party to her.
Yeah. The surprise speech from people that didn't work with her husband party.
Yes.
That's great. But you know what? I can't fault her because... Well, at your wedding, she did a great job getting me cupcakes. So that job was perfect.
Forever you are in cahoots with my mom.
Yeah, because of those cupcakes. As a matter of fact, I have nothing bad to say about her because chances are I may never get food from her again, and she's always been a good provider. You know what? At her retirement party, I should have given that speech.
Yeah.
Should have said, you know what? I don't know much about Steve's mom, but let me tell you this. She always brings the good food. Didn't she, guys? Did she do that in the workplace? I don't know. All right, fine. And by the way, I can't wait to go to her husband's retirement party when Mr. Albert finally leaves the business.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes! All right, we got a Seattle man. He's in trouble, Steve. Why? Well, the law don't like the idea that he's showing his banana to Subway employees. Oh, boy. Yeah, Steve's got the news for you at 6:19 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, Pain in the Grass. It's this Sunday, White River. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Window Pane. How about that? It is almost here. And we got a deal for you. If you want to check out the Prophets of Rage show that's coming, well, how about if you get a Pain in the Grass ticket, you can also get a Prophets of Rage ticket for just $9.99 when you purchase both together like that. That's pretty cool. So if you were sort of on the fence going, well, I want those both shows, maybe you can do both because, again, you buy a Pain in the Grass ticket and you can get a Prophets of Rage ticket for just $9.99 when you get both. You want more info? It's pretty simple. Just go to KISW.com.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kill Mortgage for giving us news and sports. And, you know, at Subway, they offer banana peppers or pepperoncinis, however you want to call it. But they don't offer actual bananas.
Oh, they don't?
So maybe that's why this guy went into a Subway right by our station and asked to show his banana. And, yes, by banana, I mean his wiener. That's what this guy did.
It was down by our Subway.
It's the one right by that Michael's, right, like on Boren.
Yeah.
If you go like kind of like,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, right, that Michael's Mart. And that was the,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was happening on Monday.
Oh, wow.
At like 8:30 in the morning when a parking enforcement official noticed that a guy was taking his pants off.
Hello.
So he called the cops. Apparently he was exposing his genitals in that area to women on the street. So the cops show up.
Lovely.
They confront the guy. He's 46 years old. He says, hey, man, I wasn't removing my pants. I was just itching myself.
Oh, yeah?
He then gave them a false name. And here's, I mean, if you're trying to get out of getting in trouble for exposing yourself to people, it's probably not a good idea to call one of the officers a bitch. And that's exactly what he did.
Well, you know, when you're itchy, you're just very irritable, you know?
Bitch!
Especially if you're itchy down there, you know? You gotta, you know, I mean, come on.
Well, anyways, the officers go into the subway to talk to the employees, say, hey, did you have to deal with anything weird with this guy? And they're like, yeah. He walked in, he closed the door behind him, pulled down his pants and his underwear, exposed himself, and then said, quote, look at my banana, several times.
Look at my banana. Well, maybe because he was so itchy, he thought they would be able to help him.
Bitch!
No, I'm trying to help this guy out. I don't think
dude, nothing will help this guy, because then as he's being put in the back of the patrol vehicle, like, you think that's enough.
Yeah.
No, he notices a woman at a nearby bus stop.
Oh, no.
And he calls out to that woman as he's getting arrested and being put in the cop car.
Hey, baby.
Quote, not joking. Look at that ass. Come visit me in jail.
Okay, again, not really good to sort of plead your case about you just being itchy. It looks like you're just a perv, sir.
You're insane.
Yeah.
Look at that ass.
All right.
Come visit me in jail. Would that work for you, Vicky?
Anything works for me, let's be
honest.
That's
a good point.
Let's be honest, it probably worked for my daughter. How many guys did she date in jail?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hopefully you got some gum, too.
Yeah, gum. Look at the ass. That's hey, going to jail sounds like perfect husband material.
A woman in Bellingham in a little bit of trouble. She's a 48-year-old woman, and she's been trying to sell her house. She still owes more than $480,000. So what does she do since she can't sell the house? Allegedly, burns it to the ground.
Oh, the insurance thing.
And they're like, yeah, it's a little weird that she stopped paying mortgage payments, but she continued to pay her insurance on a coverage plan worth more than $1 million.
Whoops.
She says she's not guilty of any of this stuff.
No.
But investigators, they suspected that it's arson because, well, the burn patterns, and it was sparked by either matches or a lighter.
You know, when she was being taken away, you know what she said, don't you?
What did she say?
Look at that ass. Come see me in jail. I'm on fire. Bitch!
There we go. I love these kind of stories. You know, we got preseason going on with the Seahawks. Some players that you never heard of. Some players making their return, trying to get back on the team. One of those guys is defensive tackle Tony McDaniel.
All right.
Now, he was with the team a couple years ago. Then I believe he went to Tampa Bay for a little bit. And, well, he's trying to get back on the team. And if he does make the team, he can thank Snapchat for that.
Why is that?
Well, the defensive line for the Seahawks has been thinned because of some injuries. And McDaniel, well, his agent noticed that he was in Washington because he saw some of the posts that he was putting on Snapchat. He was in Leavenworth, hiking and kayaking.
Yeah, he's not hijacking. He was kayaking and hiking.
He was hijacking some Bavarian meat.
Yeah, look.
Das Boot.
Look at that ass. Miami.
So anyways, the agent's like, oh, you're in Washington. The Seahawks are looking for a guy. Why don't you go down there and try and make the team again?
See what's up.
So yeah, he signed a deal with the team. Hopefully he'll make the 53-man roster, but all because of Snapchat. And then you get that story. And then there was another story recently that came out. There's a guy by the name of Jonathan Amosa. He played with the Huskies at UW.
All right.
He hasn't played football in about 3 years. And apparently was going to Seafair with some of his family. He's a fullback. And a scout for the Seahawks is like, wow, we're hurting for fullbacks. Let me try and get a hold of this guy. And he answered his phone, thankfully. And they're like, hey, can you come down? We need somebody, and we need him quick. So he dropped his kids off and went right to the VMAC and could quite possibly become the fullback for the Seahawks.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
When you think about just how things are going, just so bizarre.
I just love those kind of, those stories are just awesome.
Because
you just have, it's all about right place at the right time. I mean, obviously skill as well, but I mean, had they not been in the neighborhood, who knows?
Who knows? If he had been looking at all those asses.
That's right.
You know, who knows?
Look at that ass.
Look at that ass. Come visit us at the VMAC.
I hate when this happens. You go to bed. You see the Mariners up 4-1.
Yeah.
You think, well, another win for the Mariners.
Yeah.
And then it just goes back and forth. They get the lead again. 5-4. Then the Angels tie it up and wind up winning it thanks to a triple. The Mariners lost to the Angels last night 7-6. They play them again tonight, so hopefully they can win the series.
That's the tough part. They have, you know, you've got to keep winning because of the fact that the you know, the other wild card teams are playing each other, and it's a tough one.
Because the Red Sox won last night.
Yeah, they beat Baltimore, so that would have been good if the Mariners could have won. They would have gained a game on Baltimore in the wild card, but oh well.
Son of a beach.
Yeah, that happens.
As far as weather, 73 degrees and sunny, and thank you, Tony's Pizza, for giving us news and sports.
Hey, Tony!
Hey, Tony, look at that ass. Come visit me in jail.
Hey, Tony!
You see?
Oh, come on! All right, well, let me tell you something. The Olympics are going on, Steve.
Just killing it in the ratings, man.
Yeah, and also, I wouldn't be surprised because so we're killing it in the medals.
Yeah, we got 28 gold, 28 bronze, 28 silver, I believe. And we're, head and shoulders ahead of China.
Yeah, we're beating everybody.
Yeah.
And Russia, what's going on with Russia? Well, ever since they said, look, guys, you can't play with needles hanging out of your arms, Russia's really had a hard time.
Oh, is that how they said it?
Yeah. They said, sorry, Russia. Normally, we'd let the needle, but now, nah, no. And so, and
hey, look at that ass. It's perfect to get injected with some steroids.
Hey, come visit me in Olympic jail. And so much so that a gold medalist, okay, he's a defending gold medalist diver. How bad is it for him? He belly flopped at the Olympics yesterday, and he scored a 0.00. And again, he's a defending gold medalist from 2012.
Crazy thing is, someone else also did that a couple of days ago as well. Like they just they screwed up on the jump and they landed weird, and it was same thing. Got a 0.0.
Well, when you know your knees will buckle if you don't have steroids running through your veins, and then you got weak if the steroids are out of your system, and so your knees buckle, you jump off the board.
If it dies, it dies.
Yeah, he didn't get enough height, so he ended up hitting the water face down, massive belly flop, and of course the commentary afterwards. It's pretty sweet.
He just fails a dive. He fails round 4 out of 6. Unbelievable that he just looks out of shape, disoriented, his
Ouch.
Knees buckling in hurdles. Oh my goodness, this guy has been all over the pool. Yeah. Oh, that is just craziness.
A collective gasp. An Olympic champion, zeros.
Yeah, how about that, Steve? You could have done that. You could have gone to the Olympics and done that.
You know, it's funny because I listened to the audio before I saw the video, and I went back and watched the video because she's like, he's out of shape, this, and that belly flop. And I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be a guy that looks like me who just completely screwed everything up. The dude's still ripped. And he still did like a million flips and spins before he like landed weird.
How can they tell how somebody's out?
Well, because of how he landed. He landed like crap. Like so he landed face down.
So that means he's out of shape.
I guess.
Yeah. Maybe that's how she determines it. Because if you look at a guy and he looks ripped, you go, how do you tell if somebody's out of Olympic shape?
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe because his legs buckled, that means that he was out of shape. But man, I was hoping
0.00. Wow.
I was hoping that he would completely, like he just dove, didn't do anything, and just straight up belly flopped into the water.
Well,
that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that get you a zero anyway?
Might as well do that.
You can't get lower than that, can you? Can you get negatives? I don't know. Yeah, so, I mean, why bother?
Right, I could have quite possibly got a better score than him.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Nah, probably not.
You're right. No. I'd be too terrified.
If that guy did all the flips you said he did and he still got a zero, yeah, then you get nothing, Steve.
It just shows the landing is where it's at.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the landing screwed him.
Yeah. Landing's where it's at, baby.
It's where it's at. Dude, I don't know how those guys do all that crap, man. That just like
That's
I watch like the synchronized diving, too, and it's like it's hard enough, I think, to just do it by yourself, to do it at the same time as someone else.
One of my buddies at the morning show convention I went to, you know, his daughter was like a competitive skater for years, years. She still couldn't get where she needed to go to be an Olympian.
Gosh.
But she still dedicated a crazy amount of her, you know, young life trying to do that. And then if she was successful, then even more of her young life would have been dedicated. You know, as we look at these athletes and we celebrate them every 4 years, you know, we forget that, oh, my, that's all they do.
Yeah,
you know, and especially young people where they don't get to have a normal childhood because they're pretty much training the entire time of their life. If they're not in school, they're training.
There's a guy on YouTube that did a funny piece about like the Olympics and just really deadpan delivery. But it's like, oh, I love the Olympics because, you know, it's always fun to watch the hopes and dreams of a young person who'd spent all their time get crushed if they don't do this right. You know, and basically just saying like parents are completely just throwing their kids into this weird world of just constant training, and they just rob them of their childhood.
Yeah.
Also, that we every 4 years can cheer them on for a sport that we don't care about.
That's America.
The rest of the time.
That's America, baby. Yeah, there you go.
He even goes off on that there's an Olympic sport for fast walking, which is really stupid.
There is?
Yes.
Oh man, that's something I might have been able to do.
I don't know, man. I mean, do you really think you'd be the Olympic? Because I mean,
I fast walk pretty good, and if I started training the way they wanted me to, dude, you should see me at the mall. When I'm at the mall, I'm fast walking, baby.
Do you think you could beat everybody on the show in fast walking?
Ooh, I know I could beat Vicky
because she's got little legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got short, stubby legs.
Yeah, I know I could beat. I could probably beat Rev unless he's on his way to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing. He does. He does get the adrenaline going.
He's a fast walker when it comes to like a sprint. I don't think he could do the marathon though, like you can, because yeah. you've been training at the mall for years.
I've been training at the mall for years, and I tire my wife out all the time. And she goes to the gym. She's been Miss CrossFit. She does all this stuff, and yet we go to the beach, and she always gets tired out. Like I can walk much further than she. She's like, I'm going to sit on the bench. I'll wait for you. And usually, you know, I'm gone for a half hour, maybe sometimes an hour before I come back and pick her up.
Yeah,
I can walk, man.
It's all those years, man.
So maybe it's slow walker. Maybe if they have a slow walking marathon of the Olympics. If they have fast walker, why do they have slow walker? They could do that for me.
One person's saying it's been super windy at the diving, and that's been screwing with a lot of the divers.
And also, he's got no steroids, okay? Let's not make excuses for the Russians. We all know what's going on. We know what's happening.
Oh, this is nice. Steve Miggs, you'd be an Olympic champion in puppy humping. I don't think that's a sport. There you go.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's your sport right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with Steve. He's out of shape. He's just not humping the way he's supposed to be. It is a Wednesday, too. I don't understand why he's just not free.
Because it's crazy. His legs buckled, man. His legs buckled.
He's all over the pound. I just don't get it.
Gosh.
Yesterday, our boy PH over here had some very interesting guesses to this question.
Who said the famous line, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Michael Jackson.
No, 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 no.
Jared Fogle.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Clint Eastwood.
No.
Wow. Listen, sweetheart. Correct answer is Humphrey Bogart. All right? Figure it out, buddy.
Sorry.
You have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're playing Beat Migs at 649.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.